Good afternoon. A cool front sliding our way from New England will change course and push back through New England and into eastern Canada today. The ridge of high pressure in the Ohio Valley will push that front back, and a building ridge of high pressure at the surface will combine to push temperatures back through the 80s today, with mid to upper 80s expected for afternoon highs. Humidity levels will start to creep up as well, and it'll feel closer to 90 degrees with the heat index. Overnight tonight, with that high pressure dominating, skies will be mostly clear. Areas of fog will develop after midnight as temperatures drop into the upper 50s to lower 60s once again. That ridge will crest over top of us tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. It'll become hot and the humidity will increase even more, and highs will be right around 90 degrees. Another front will head our way for the day on Thursday. This one will have a better chance at producing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and the humidity will be high with temperatures again in the middle to upper 80s. Behind the front on Friday, mostly sunny skies. The humidity will come down a bit with temperatures in the lower 80s. And then for the holiday weekend, we'll watch that ridge of high pressure build right back into the region. The humidity still relatively low on Saturday with mostly sunny skies in the middle 80s, middle to upper 80s with a bit more humidity on Sunday, and hot and humid for Labor Day the way it looks right now with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Fred, located about 195 miles northwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Fred is moving toward the west-northwest near 12 miles per hour. A motion toward the west-northwest or northwest is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Fred will continue to move away from the northwestern Cape Verde Islands today. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. And Hurricane Ignacio is located 380 miles east-northeast of Honolulu, Hawaii. Ignacio is moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. On this forecast track, Ignacio will pass 200 to 300 miles to the northeast of all the main Hawaiian islands over the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ignacio will slowly weaken through tomorrow. Large swells generated by the hurricane will continue along east-facing shores of the islands for the next several days. Resultant surf will be large, potentially damaging, and life-threatening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Island Park, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57. The record high, 96, set in 1953, and the record low, 41, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and very warm today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, very warm today in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, very warm today with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid near 90. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise humid, with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s for Friday and Saturday, and upper 80s to around 90 with mostly sunny skies for Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.